Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Takes the handoff, play action. Pass pressure coming, ball is out, and it's loose at the 20, skittering to the 15. They're trying to hop on it. Who has the football? They say Tennessee recovered the ball. A.J. Epenesa came in and sacked and stripped the ball out.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hard-working men and women.
He's going to get the handoff, cuts it inside, spins out of a tackle, down to the 10, to the 5, has Hollins in front of him, and into the end zone! Ray the pile driver Davis into the end zone for a 15-yard touchdown run!
Victory Monday here on WGR, Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com to the Wester Hotline. For our chat with Chris Brown here on this Monday morning after a victory and 34 unanswered points. Chris, a tale of two halves from frustration to jubilation there at Orchard Park.
Yeah, it was bizarre. I mean, the offense cannot get a first down in the first half. They get outgained terribly in terms of total net yardage. I think it was something like 219 to 90. And then the second half comes and the whole thing just flips on its ear. And, you know, when all is said and done, the Bills have a 24-point victory at home, which people have become accustomed to seeing. So certainly encouraging that they were able to find themselves on offense. I think maybe the most encouraging thing is the big plays that we saw from the passing game, five plays of 20 yards or more, including a 40-plus yard play and a 50-plus yard play, even if one of those was a catch and run. So I think that's what people have probably been waiting for the most, a big play element to their passing game, and I think we're starting to see that emerge. And it may not be any coincidence that it started to happen after Amari Cooper got here.
Yeah, and thinking about those big plays, there's reason to think, Chris, that this is kind of the start of a new version of the Bills. And by that I mean Cooper's arrival. He'll be more of a part of the game plan, and he'll understand the offense a little better going forward. And you also have a rookie receiver in Keon Coleman that is starting to show each and every week how he's deserving of targets too. So Shakir and Kincaid, I think people came in with a lot of belief in those two. But to add two more pieces that there's a legitimate threat out there would really mean this Bills offense can do some damage.
Yeah, I kind of see Kincaid and Shakir as kind of the meat and potatoes of the passing game, guys that are going to move the sticks for you, deliver a, you know, an interesting scoring play here and there. The guys that are, you know, walking in with the glitzy sport coats on the red carpet, that's going to be Cooper and Coleman. That's just kind of how it's going to be. And I think it adds, Cooper unquestionably adds dynamism to their passing game. And I think he also is going to facilitate for Coleman. I mean, I know I kind of said it before, but I don't think it's any accident either that Coleman's first 100-yard receiving game comes in a game in where Cooper plays an appreciable amount of snaps.
Is it surprising to you that it happened this quickly, that the Monday after the first game that he's on the team, Chris, and still not even playing, you know, like half the snaps or anything, that everyone's role just starts to become a little clearer with the guy at the top now?
Yeah, I think it's less I mean, Cooper's arrival certainly has something to do with it, but I think we're also nearing the midway point of the season here, and I think most coaches in the league will tell you you don't really know what you have until you get to about week 6, 7, or 8. And that's when, you know, you have effectively, through reviewing the first 4 or 5 games, identified what your players do best. And then you can facilitate by scheming up game plans that cater to those strengths. And I think they are recognizing what those things are, speaking here on the offensive side of the ball, you know, in terms of their receiving talent. And then, you know, Cooper gets added in as an extra piece, and he's been in the league long enough that I think everybody knows what he does well. And so he's just kind of fit into the puzzle, and it's one piece that you're adding where you know what all the other pieces look like and where they fit. So it's just an added piece now. And I think in the passing game, with respect to what roles are, I think everybody's kind of identifying those, and off they go now.
Chris Brown on the Wester Hotline. One thing that's interesting, you know, I said this to a couple of friends maybe last week about how, you know, the Bills defense, they're gonna get got early, and then they're gonna figure it out. And
did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Maybe that is about other teams scripting plays and having answers in the scripted portion, and then later on, back to their normal offense. Greg Rousseau made a comment when they were going to get back to their normal offense, they knew they'd have the answers. And I wonder what Bobby Babbitt, Sean McDermott can maybe do, tweak, to make it so the early stages of games aren't an opportunity for the other teams to hit them early.
Yeah, I mean, it is a cat-and-mouse game, and for lack of a better term, it's like asking your coordinator to predict the future. Sometimes you may nail it. Sometimes you won't. The most important skill that a coordinator has to have in this league is the ability to adjust and come up with answers after you've been kind of thrown some curveballs. And I think Bobby Babbage and his defensive staff have done an excellent job of that. They may not have always had it lined up perfectly at the start of a game, but they quickly course correct, and I think you can definitively say that second halves of games have been better. I mean, even the Baltimore game was better in the second half. So I think that's a good thing. But, yeah, if they can get to a place where they can be lights out for 60 minutes, that would certainly be welcomed. I just think it's easier said than done with the caliber of offensive play callers in this league. So we'll see if they can get to that. If they can, I mean, they're going to be something special. And you mentioned Greg Rousseau. I mean, that guy deserves a shout-out. I mean, he's not going to have gigantic numbers in the sack column. He finishes with a half a sack. That guy was all over Mason Rudolph yesterday. I think he hit him seven times. So he's really playing some outstanding football, and I just kind of think he flies under the radar, which is kind of miraculous for a guy who's 6'7 and 265 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, I saw he had a 25% pressure percentage, so like a quarter of the times he rushed, he was in the face of Rudolph in that game. And Chris, like, kind of their defense in general, their second halves, how many times have you had a call during the last 5 years about second half adjustments? Their defense, I mean, it gets better in games, and if it stays healthy, and I know I'm asking that with Bernard currently dealing with something, yeah. It feels like their defense has that baseline that we know it has.
Yeah, and they were stifling come the second half. I mean, they probably just put a charge into the whole team. I know Josh referenced it when they got the turnover on downs there early in the second half. That seemed to spark everybody. There have been a lot of games this year where the defense has been the catalyst and held them in games when the offense has had, you know, a substandard first half. So they've done a lot to kind of account for this 5-2 record. But second half yesterday, and look, we understand it, right? You know, you're missing your starting quarterback. Not that he was playing any better than Mason Rudolph was, but you hold them to 70 yards in the second half. And Coach McDermott referenced it. He said, we won at the line of scrimmage, and that's where everything starts for us. And when we do that, everything that we want to get accomplished in a football game seems to fall into place. So kudos to the defensive front there, because they were outstanding in the second half.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Next up, Seattle, and a tough road environment. You know, the Bills, they have an answer to prove here. I know they won in New York against the Jets, but between Baltimore and Houston, and this is a big one for the Bills this week.
Yeah, long trip, right? Hostile environment, as you referenced, and a lot of talent on that other team there. I mean, I know Geno Smith's never going to get compared to Josh Allen, but that's a team that puts up points and has big playability. So, and a competent running game, you know, with Kenneth Walker. So I think it is a bigger challenge than maybe some fans might realize, because we just flat out don't see Seattle all that much. You know, the last time the Bills played Seattle, Russell Wilson was their quarterback, and A.J. Klein was the player of the week for the Bills because he had a couple of sacks. So, but that game was 44-34. I'm not saying we're going to get that this week, but it wouldn't surprise me if we're up in the upper 20s, low 30s in this one because of the firepower that both teams offer here. So, yeah, I'm really interested to see how this one unfolds.
Chris, thanks. We'll chat on Friday.
Sounds good, guys.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline as we roll through this Victory Monday. His appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. When we return, we'll go around the league. It's not a rant, Joe. And a small statement about one of the things to come out of yesterday. Fans got lectured for their reaction to an event in the NFL. And I want to talk about it.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.